What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
I can't stop thinking about them. I keep rereading their old texts.
Brian, this has got to stop. It's been months and they send those alerts to everyone. You know that, right? Look, your bank is leaving, but you got to get back out there. Listen to me. Any bank would be lucky to have you, especially Bank of Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, they've even put together a simple step-by-step guide to moving banks and have a dedicated team on hand to help. Even an ending could be a new beginning. To start finding your new banking partner, download our step-by-step guide to moving banks. Search Bank of Ireland Big Move. Begin.
Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that the government will not be making any changes to the proposed deal on the new National Maternity Hospital, which is expected to get Cabinet approval today. And for more on this, we're joined now by Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE. Tony, you of all people know how necessary it is for the National Maternity Hospital to become fit for purpose, which it isn't in its current site at Holles Street. Are you satisfied this deal will provide women with all the care that they are clamouring for, including things like terminations?
I believe it will, but I think it's also fair to recognise that there are good people on all sides of this discussion, including, given the centrality of the question of reproductive rights and choice, people with strong credentials on the pro-choice side of the argument who are taking different views. But I'm struck by the fact that 10 years ago, when I was first appointed Director General and I met Rona Mahoney, who was recently appointed as Master of Holles Street and visited the site, it was very clear that Holles Street was not then and still cannot be fit for purpose, given that it will deliver at least 8,000 women will give birth there this year. More than 1,500 babies will attend and be admitted to the neonatal intensive care unit, and thousands of others will receive gynecological and other women's healthcare. The building, built in the 1930s, the fabric of it is not strong. The design of it is suboptimal, and in particular because it's an isolated specialist maternity hospital, we already know that there are adverse events as a result of its not being co-located with an adult hospital that can deal with all other kinds of emergencies that can arise.
And I think
the case is very strong.
Maybe fair to say occasionally we lose sight of all of those facts in this debate. But focusing on the debate that is, I suppose, raging around the National Maternity Hospital, this phrase, clinically appropriate, the St Vincent's Hospital Group has said that they didn't object to it being taken out, but it hasn't been taken out. Do you see that as any kind of an issue?
Well, I think clinically appropriate is a fairly widely used phrase. It really relates to a hospital providing the types of services that it has qualified clinicians to provide and has the right resources to provide safely. And often when you see a phrase like that, it's interesting to look at it in reverse. Would you want the hospital to provide services that were clinically inappropriate? Clearly not. So it's not in and of itself a bad phrase. I think that this kind of fetishistic wanting to hold on long term to the property by St Vincent's Hospital Group has raised lots of suspicions, but there is also a reality that a 299-year lease is as good as ownership. This hospital, when it's built, will not still be there in 299 years.
That is an extremely interesting word you just used, a fetishistic.
Yeah, there is a desire to hold on ultimately to the ownership of the land, even though they're going to effectively give that away on a peppercorn rent for 299 years. So there's clearly some deep-seated desire not to surrender the land. I don't think the arguments about needing to own all the land in one place in order to provide clinically effective care.
So you don't buy that argument?
But at the same time, it's effectively giving the state ownership of that land for the next 300 years, which is more than enough.
But you've identified one of the issues that I suppose the current plan's detractors have. Why do you think the desire to hang on to this plot of land that will have a national maternity hospital built on top of it and nothing else going on or nothing else possible to go on that site once that happens? Why do you think that there is such a desire to hang on to that land at all?
Well, land ownership has an interesting place in the Irish psyche, not just the Irish psyche, but certainly the Irish psyche, given the history of the country and the questions of land. But clearly they're taking a long-term view. In 300 years, maybe that site won't be being used for healthcare at all. It will still have a value, assuming that, you know, the world keeps turning in 300 years' time. But I think it's actually irrelevant. The 299-year lease under which the state will effectively own the land for that period should be sufficient to meet the requirements that it's on or will effectively be state land.
So bottom line, just get on with it?
Yeah, the current hospital was built less than 100 years ago and it's not fit for purpose in terms of what modern healthcare requires. It was at the time. Similarly, any hospital we build today will not still be in use more than 100 years from now because the standard of care required will have moved on very considerably. So while people say, in response to the argument that the hospital isn't fit for purpose, sure, the new one won't be built for years, every day that giving the go-ahead is delayed will be an extra day when thousands of women, thousands of babies will receive their care in a hospital that we knew 10 years ago wasn't fit for purpose. So I hope the government will bite the bullet, as it were, and get on with this.
All right. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Interesting insight there from Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
I can't stop thinking about them. I keep rereading their old texts.
Brian, this has got to stop. It's been months and they send those alerts to everyone. You know that, right? Look, your bank is leaving, but you got to get back out there. Listen to me. Any bank would be lucky to have you, especially Bank of Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, they've even put together a simple step-by-step guide to moving banks and have a dedicated team on hand to help. Even an ending could be a new beginning.
To start finding your new banking partner, download our step-by-step guide to moving banks. Search Bank of Ireland Big Move. Begin.
Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.